Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan government officials saying the death toll in a suicide car bombing in the western neighborhood of Kabul now has reached 24, Taliban claiming responsibility. Two Jordanians killed and an Israeli wounded by gunfire at an Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Israeli foreign minister said one of the two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. Incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College.
The worst-case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada, and that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources of blame. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid.
UN Security Council meeting today, an emergency session to discuss the violence. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the Saudi and Kuwaiti rulers to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Qatar in June, accusing it of supporting extremists, Qatar denying the allegations. He meets Qatar's leader today. Christian militia being blamed for ambushing UN peacekeepers, escorting water trucks in the southern Central African Republic town of Bangassou, killing one Moroccan, wounding three others. This is VOA News. United States Congress moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump will likely sign the measure into law.
The administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting these sanctions in place. The original piece of legislation was poorly written, but we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary.
Congress seeking to punish Russia not only for its meddling last year in the U.S. election, but also for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Special U.S. Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, says Russia is responsible for what he called a hot war in eastern Ukraine.
This is not a frozen conflict. This is a hot war, and it's an immediate crisis that we all need to address as quickly as possible.
Volker, appointed by the U.S. State Department earlier this month to negotiate an end to more than 3 years of fighting that has seen 10,000 people killed. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they have found eight people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A ninth victim died in a hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including two school-aged children, along with 20 survivors who are in critical condition in hospital. There is no word on the nationality of the immigrants aboard that truck. VOA asked Nell Green of the Coalition to Combat Human Trafficking Texas if this was people smuggling or human trafficking.
For legal purposes, if you have paid somebody to get you across the border with the intent that you're going to go to work somewhere, and you get caught on the other side of the border, whether it's in a stash house or a trailer or whatever, at this point, you have been smuggled. And for legal purposes and for charges to be brought against anybody, in order for it to be human trafficking, you've got to be able to prove force, fraud, or coercion. And you can't do that in this case.
San Antonio's fire chief says it was likely no one would have survived another night in that trailer after a day in which the temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius. Venezuela's opposition announcing a two-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for a new Congress. Violence during months of anti-government unrest have left at least 100 dead. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.